Okay, we're back now with Charles Chuck Smith, business administrator.
Representative.
Business representative for the Operating Engineers Local 3, the largest union in the world.
Largest construction union.
Construction union. Oh, we're splitting hairs now.
You didn't listen to me.
Well, I can't remember anything for more than 2 seconds anymore. Anyway, we're here. We're going to spend a little time talking about some labor and management issues and also some politics that are going on locally, because he's currently busy on promoting Measure G in Yuba County, California. Is that not so?
That's one of them. Also, we're out walking door-to-door against Proposition 75, Arnold Schwarzenegger's attempt to strangle the working people's voice in California so he can take away their pensions and do all sorts of bad things to them.
Okay. Well, first of all, one of the reasons that we invited you is that there have been a lot of things going on. I was shocked to hear that about the GM union dispute that led to having their pay cut. And this briefly is that not GM workers, but Delphi Corporation, who make parts for GM. Workers at auto parts maker Delphi Corporation will be asked this week to take a 2/3 pay cut. They're asked and they agreed to it, and it's happened. It's one of the most drastic wage concessions ever sought from unionized employees. Workers at General Motors Corp, meanwhile, tentatively agreed on Monday to absorb billions of dollars in health care costs. Ford Motor Company and Daimler Chrysler employees are certain to face similar demands. What's going on here? What does this mean for labor?
What does it mean for labor? It means that there are no borders and we're competing against workers all across the world. This is what corporate America wanted, and it's destroying labor in the United States. And labor is going to have to organize in other countries. Of course, when you start organizing in other countries, you're called communist, and like was happening down in Central America and South America during Reagan's presidency, and the American taxpayers pay a ton of money to paramilitary groups to go down and kill union organizers in Central America and South America, call them communists. We have this little communist war.
Can't have communists, old Chuck. I mean, that's the red threat in our own backyard.
This when labor first started, they were all called communists.
I can see that. You can see that. Dan can see it. Why can't the general public see this? In fact, the general public are the people that are working for the unions, and some of them. What's going on? Why can't the public see what's going on?
Abortion's going on. They're taking God out of the schools.
Distracted
by a phony right-wing Christian agenda that, it's the distraction is incredible. I think working people are starting to get the point. You start taking their money away, as is happening here, and they're going to march down. They're going to start paying more attention to what's going on in their unions. They're going to get elect union leaders who are agitate more. But this is happening even in California right now. There's a Proposition 75 on the ballot. It's going to make it far more difficult for unions to participate in the political process.
Now, the Proposition 75, if I'm not mistaken, brings up another point that you kind of alluded to, Chuck, is people are diverted by abortion issues and things like this, and they cleverly have packaged this, if I'm not mistaken, and correct me if I'm wrong, as the Payroll Protection Act. Is that correct? What Governor Schwarzenegger has labeled this as a pay, is that, am I right on that?
Right, which you have a lot of millionaires who've decided that they're going to protect the payrolls of public employees.
Call it what it isn't.
Right, now this, the point of this is that when Joel Sixpack, and I don't need to be pejorative about this, but
he can only afford a 5-pack now.
Right, but Joel Sixpack hears this and he says, oh, it's a Payroll Protection Act, and they advertise it extensively on newspapers and particularly television during football games or maybe the World Series, and they say, gee, payroll protection, this is going to protect me from having more taxes taken out, but actually it's the direct opposite, particularly for union members, is it not, Chuck?
Well, it is. It's actually a Payroll Deception Act. That's why the unions look at it. Bottom line is, for instance, operating engineers, 40,000 members. The average is a dollar a month per member times 12, roughly $400,000 to $500,000 a year we would spend on political campaigns.
So an average member would be spending about
a dollar
a month of their union dues.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, what the Payroll Deception Act does is it's going to require us to get permission from all 40,000 of our members every year. It's going to cost us more than it's going to cost us as much to get their permission by the time you get, you know, you track them all down as it is that we would spend.
More importantly, it keeps you busy over there,
exactly,
rather than being busy over here.
We can't represent members, we can't negotiate increases, and we can't, even more importantly, already corporate America outspends labor 24-1 in politics, and now they want to get an even greater advantage so that they can reduce wages down the line. Arnold got upset. He tried to take away the pensions of public employees in California, convert them to 401k plans that are going to leave a lot of people in poverty late in their life. And when operating engineers and a lot of other unions that we also represent public employees, in addition to construction workers, when a lot of public employee unions spent money on ads on TV making Arnold look like a mean SOB that he is.
No, you can't say that. He's a nice guy.
Okay, he's not a mean SOB. He's just an SOB. But he did is the TV advertisements, he talked about how he's going to take benefits away from the widows of firemen and police officers, and those seem to be the most popular of the public employees. They were very effective. Arnold backed off, and now he wants to, after Prop 75, I've already seen the draft legislation. They're going to try to change the pension to a 401k plan, and that doesn't cut it.
You know, there's one other aspect of this, one that I didn't print out here to refer to, but as I understand it, the U.S. Congress just refused to increase the basic minimum wage that has been there for, 9 years or something? And so there you have refusing them taking away from labor, refusing to giving to labor, but as we'll see in some of these other things, increasing the benefits to management, and then management at the same time acting as crooks.
The other thing I want to point out is, and I don't mean to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but if you look at this in the whole, there's also another proposition that is kind of near and dear to me. It's Proposition 74, which is, it's officially called the Public School Teachers Waiting Period for Permanent Status Dismissal Initiative Status Statute. And I just wanted to say this is something very near and dear to me because, first of all, our oldest son, we're very proud of him. He's 21 years old. He's a graduate student already at UCLA, and he has a degree in mathematics and computer science. He could have taken several different routes. He is selected to become a teacher in the Los Angeles Unified School District. 21 years old. We're very proud of him, needless to say. But you look at this, and he's a math teacher. He is somebody who's very scarce. And I'm talking to him this morning, in fact, and I can see he's getting a little stressed from his new job, and that's understandable. But they want to increase the length of the time that it takes to become a permanent teacher, your tenure, if you will, from 2 years to 5 years. Now, there's a graph here in the state ballot. You know, there's only two states in the union that have a probationary period of five years, Indiana, Missouri. So then we want to put this with Indiana, Missouri. So the point I'm getting at is if you look at this in a universal type of thing, they want to... They don't want to attract. They really don't want to attract good people into teaching. They want to discourage people into teaching. You discourage people into teaching, you're going to have crummy public schools, worse underfunded, and then you have undereducated people. So they're not going to have any choices because they won't have jobs that they're trained for in the world economy, and then they won't have jobs that even pay well. So it's kind of, you got to look at this in the universal scope of things. It's a big business pro-initiative, this whole special election.
Also, that encourages them to go to homeschooling, get out of the system,
right.
And it's so bad, we got to get rid of the whole public education thing. I was surprised to read on the internet, of course, that public education has always been a bugbear, or bear bug, or whatever, for business and the capitalist society. I knew that there were some issues that they didn't like Social Security, but I realized they didn't like public education. You would have thought that They would have liked it, but no.
No, you know, there's no mistake, you know, and this is just my opinion, obviously, but over the last 30 or 40 years, schools, I can remember this going back to 1968, Tom, and this is why our family moved from Lincoln Park, Michigan, to Groseal, Michigan, because in Lincoln Park, the voters were convinced not to increase a millage, which is like an assessment, and they called millages back in Michigan for school funding. So my parents, thankfully, they moved out of Lincoln Park. We went to another district that had a better school district. But going back into the 60s, they were starting to convince people not to pay for public education because it was an undue burden. As a result, Lincoln Park economically declined. They had bad schools. So you don't fund schools, and look what happens to the neighborhood. And it's just part of a broader move to kind of shift wealth from people in the middle class to people in the upper class. And in the same time, underfund schools so they don't know any better. So it's I know this sounds like a conspiracy, but it all really fits together.
I've decided that the NRA is right. I do not want them to take guns away from people because that's going to be our only hope. They are going to screw people so bad. They're going to screw working people so bad, they're going to get mad and something's going to happen. Well, it's going to take a little while longer, but it is happening right now. Getting back to Prop 74.
Yeah, sorry for my diversion.
That's another.
I had to say that.
Well, but you're absolutely right. And the thing about Prop 74, it's not really tenure. It's just permanent status. Other public employees, they serve 6 months to a year probation. A cop serves 18. A teacher's got to serve 5.
Right. Yeah.
So, in other words, if you're a teacher, please don't think for 5 years,
right,
or you might get involved in politics,
right,
and you might get tossed out because the school board, you know, doesn't like the book you want to teach.
Right, or don't do anything innovative, or you know, push the envelope a little bit to come up with new techniques.
Don't raise your head because the principal might get mad at you, and the principal can then fire you. It's ridiculous, and you're right. Good people will not be going into teaching, and if someone is sitting back and looking at the big pictures, you suggest they couldn't be picking better strategies.
Well, who can we blame?
Karl Rove,
you know, this goes back. This isn't something that's just happened in the last 4 or 5 years either. As I alluded to earlier, back
Pat Robertson.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, you can go back 40 years. You can go back to the age of Nixon. And, you know, you can go back really.
Those were the good old days,
right,
we think now.
Right. You could really actually trace this back to the defeat of Barry Goldwater in 1964. Because after that, after Barry Goldwater was just lost in a landslide to LBJ, the seeds of the modern conservative movement were planted then. And you go through the 70s and 80s, and they funded things like the Heritage Foundation, American Enterprise Foundation, they being rich corporate interests, to put this information out in the public to convince people that taxes are bad, government is bad, programs for people are bad, and you can trace it back. And I'll just give you one example. I know we're getting off on a tangent.
It's all interrelated.
But I can remember in 1980, I still lived in Michigan. I graduated from the University of Michigan that year. There was no jobs. Reagan was campaigning up in Detroit. Detroit, at that time, was going through, as it is still to this day in a sense, going through major changes because of the auto industry. Reagan made several appearances in Detroit. He appeared in Kennedy Square on Labor Day in Detroit, which was traditionally the start of the campaign season back then, and it used to be a stronghold for Democrats. Reagan went there, and he got the so-called Reagan Republicans, or Reagan Democrats, rather, to vote for him against their own self-interest, because up at that point in time they had convinced a sufficient number of people that government wasn't working, taxes were bad, and he would do better. Now there was, you know, the several debacles within the Carter administration, like the Iranian hostage crisis that didn't help. But really, if you look at it, he got people to vote against their own self-interest. Within 2 years, maybe in less than 2 years, Reagan had fired all the air traffic controllers, and that was a real blow to the labor movement, because basically Reagan said, "We're not going to honor the strike." He was a strike buster. He was no different than goons set up by Henry Ford in the 30s.
The former president of the Screen Actors Guild. Reagan, who turned on everybody and, was named names during the McCarthy era. And, you know, you go to that, you mentioned the Iran
hostage crisis
situation. Well, you know, those guns, those weapons that they got from the Reagan administration weren't for releasing the hostages. They were for holding the hostages through the end of the Carter administration so Reagan could get elected. Because, I mean, you know, they landed, what, as Reagan is being, landed in America, right, as Reagan's being sworn in?
Right.
I mean, that's the biggest conspiracy of all right there.
Right.
But
now, let's get back to
this all, you know, does go into labor. But the California, you know, again, so Prop 74 is really bad for teachers. And
it's bad for students.
There's a slate of ballot measures that Schwarzenegger...
Nix the six is what we say.
And so quickly, what are the numbers and why should they be voted against?
Well, Prop 73 is the one that requires parental notification in teenage abortions. All that's going to do is cause teenagers who can't trust their parents to go have these back alley abortions. You're gonna kill a lot of young women. 74 is the one that is just mentioned about the teacher. They call it tenure. It's not tenure in the public education level. It's basic permanent status. And it's a lie to say you can't fire a teacher once they receive permanent status. I know a lot of public employees that get fired for good reason a lot of times. Prop 75, that's the one they want to choke the voice out of labor, and just so they can, again, do more bad things to working people in California. And by the way, they want to do this across the United States. There's a lot of Prop 75s by different names on ballots.
The Payroll Protection Act. Does not protect anybody except corporate.
Call it what it isn't.
And it's backed by millionaires who've never cared about working people before, so why all of a sudden on this?
Backed by the Waltons.
Yeah.
The Walmart cake. Go ahead.
Oh, I thought you meant the ones on the mountain.
Okay, we're on 76 then, Chuck.
Prop 76, if I remember correctly, that's the...
state spending and school funding limits.
Oh, that's the one that's going to let Arnold... just cross out whatever he doesn't like in the budget, and it's going to harm public education in California. That's a no.
Right. Number 77.
Oh, redistricting the way that Arnold wants to do it. That's a no.
And interesting, you know, these are all no's. Interesting, actually, some Republican congressmen are against it for obvious reasons because they're afraid they're going to be redistricted out of a job.
Well, the Republicans right now don't know what's going on when Arnold won't even, agree to meet with the president in California. Republicans are kind of like avoiding each other right now.
Well, you know, that's no coincidence. I mean, if you were Arnold, would you want to meet with Bush?
Well, he knows when your ratings are going down.
Yeah,
he's in show business.
But Arnold's got the same kind of rating. So, I mean, maybe Arnold's just spinning it that the governor, that the president, or they didn't want to meet with the president, but maybe it's the other way around.
Well, that does it for the state measures. But
No, wait, we got a couple more here. We have 78, which is discounts on prescription drugs.
That's the one backed by the prescription drug companies. That's a no.
Yep, okay, then 79 is...
That's the one backed by consumer groups. That's a yes.
Yes, okay, and then number 80 is the electric service providers regulation initiative of statute number 80.
That if that law had been in effect, Enron never would have happened.
Right.
So it's safe to say that when you look at where the money comes from and who's spending the most, that's the one to vote against?
Usually.
Yeah, you know, that's how I look at a lot of these. You know, and to be honest, when I looked at 78 and 79, I saw who's the major backers. Major backers of 78 are Merck, Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, all the pharmaceuticals. So that sent a red signal off. And then on 79, that was backed by consumer groups, so that's a yes. You know, that's kind of the idiot's guide to looking at some of these initiatives. It really is simple, follow the money. You know, whoever's funding the thing is going to tell you who backs it, and, you know, whether yes or no.
So let's see. So if you want to start a ballot measure, you name your group Christians for Higher Pay.
Right.
And then do the opposite.
Right, exactly.
Or forget the unions, we'll take care of you.
Yeah, right. Well, Chuck, before we go on, I know there's a couple local initiatives we want to talk to, and we have a few more minutes. We still got about 10 minutes in the segment. But on number 75, this is what I thought the union should really come up with. Is, you know, 75 is public employee union dues, which we talked about. And I think what unions should really do, and I'm serious about this, and it may sound like a flip idea, but they should start an initiative to have corporations that could contribute to political political campaigns get approval from all their shareholders via proxy outside of the regular annual proxy. Yeah, I'm serious. That could be done.
Those petitions have already been written.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This didn't come out of his feverish little brain?
The Chamber of Commerce, by the way, which is a union. I mean, a union is any group of people acting in concert for a shared interest. And that's the Chamber of Commerce. They don't have to ask their permission of their members before they take a position. And there are always anti-worker positions. The corporations don't have to ask permission of their shareholders, and their shareholders are just sheep anyway, just want to make money, but and don't pay attention to the politics. In most cases of politics of the corporations that they invest. We do need some responsible investing. So go grab Mother Jones magazine and find some responsible corporations.
Right. Yeah.
You know, this reminds me that there's a book I read a number of years ago called The Quantum Theory of Everything, I think it's called. And the theory about that is that there's only so much. So in order to get more, say, money here, you have to take it away from there. And that's just not true.
I think something that would help not just working people, but everybody. And everybody works one way or another, except for the investing class. But to understand that, don't be afraid of politics. Politics is a process of allocating resources, and it's very, very important that you pay attention to it. You better get to know if you're getting screwed, you better figure out exactly how they're doing it, and they're doing it through the political process.
I want to put a wrinkle in that. You've worked in politics. I've worked in politics, and when we say, oh, the good you'll do, people don't respond, they should know that it's also fun.
It's exciting.
It's like as exciting as war without the bullets.
Right.
But war is just, again, just politics with guns. So.
Very true. Well, let's move on to some of the local issues.
Talk about a war.
Now, in California, in Yuba County specifically.
Now,
it's Measure G, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct, Tom?
Measure G. Yes on G for gambling, right?
Yes on G is just next in order in the alphabet. However,
oh okay,
it does it is a measure that could create a casino in Yuba County. This actually has not just local, but actually some national connotation to it. Measure G is an advisory measure on the ballot in Yuba County. Yuba County has the 10th highest unemployment rate in the entire United States.
Oh, we've come up.
Measure G. Okay. There's a Native American tribe, Maidu tribe, Maidu have lived in the Sacramento Valley for 10,000 years.
They say.
But this particular tribe is being accused of reservation shopping by a local supervisor by the name of Dan Logue, who quoted by Christianity Today magazine that God has laid it upon his heart to stop this project because, he hates casinos. Well, Dan Logue was quoted on KQED radio in San Francisco earlier this summer saying, I support Thunder Valley and I support Cass Creek. I support Colusa. What's significant about that comment is those are three casinos. And those two of those three casinos are trying to stop competition in Yuba County. Now, Native American casinos, if they're done right, if you have a resort hotel with it, can generate 2,000 to 3,000 jobs in Yuba County. That's tremendous.
But that's low paid jobs. Those are like minimum wage jobs, are they not?
They're $8, $9, $10 an hour with benefits, which in Yuba County is about twice as much as people get paid. The other thing, you add 2,000 to 3,000 jobs in this economy, and my job negotiating contracts for public employees gets a lot easier because they have an option if they, food service workers in the Marysville Joint Unified School District, they get $8, $9 an hour.
So you're voting yes on this proposition, is that correct?
It's a $120 million construction project. Operating engineers and the Mid-Valley Building Trades are endorsing it, and yes, we're walking door-to-door today for it. In fact,
no.
Not to make a pun about this, but do you personally have any reservations about this? Or is
no,
this
I have a rancheria, not a reservation.
Oh, okay.
No, I have no reservations about it at all.
Let me ask you one question, and you can get back to your point in just 1 second before I forget. Now, this is going to be a huge construction project. Will unions be guaranteed? Will this be a union site or non-union
project
site?
Labor agreement.
Okay.
That is an agreement by the developer that they will hire only union signatory contractors, and there'll be about 500 construction workers. Probably a 2-year build out. It'll be all union wages.
Okay.
Which scares the bejeebies out of the local right wing. They don't like labor unions here at all. The farmers.
So this goes beyond, from what the way you're framing it, Chuck, this goes beyond just, the morality of casinos or immorality. But you're framing it as a jobs bill, or is it an initiative to create jobs?
More crime is created by the Walmart in Yuba County than will be created by the casino in Yuba County. More calls for service. I had this argument with Virginia Black, the sheriff of Yuba County, who I helped get elected. Mm-hmm. And she even admits that there's more crime created by a construction of a Walmart than there's going to be crime at the casino.
Is this
gambling? You know what? Go to the Bible and tell me that there's any prohibition in the Bible against gambling. I mean, they were casting lots left and right. Now, the people who are running the campaign against Measure G in Yuba County, they're the same ones that ran the Recall Gray Davis campaign. It's a high-powered Republican outfit out of Sacramento. The co-chair of the committee is general counsel for the California State Republican Party, and he works with George Bush.
What's the motivation for them? You would think that...
We are not quite sure. We think it has to do with the fact that Dan Logue spent a lot of money. Dan Logue and Rick Keene want to stop it. Keene has friends in other casinos. Howard Dickstein, an attorney for Thunder Valley, apparently is big in the Republican Party. He's just convinced a group of people that Yuba County doesn't deserve 2,000 to 3,000 jobs.
But could the competing casinos in adjacent counties be opposing it because it means for the reasons that people would gamble there instead of there?
Well, absolutely. $150,000 they've contributed. I mean, the last time, the highest, most... biggest cost in a campaign in Yuba County in history has been $80,000. The opponents to Measure G are the Thunder Valley Casino and the Cache Creek Casino. It's like they've just dedicated a few of their slots to fund the opposition to this. Then they've created, oh my God, citizens, teachers, and law enforcement against Measure G. Well, they're not even citizens of Yuba County, so it's a classic Republican strategy.
Well, the other point, we've just got a couple minutes mm-hmm. left in the segment that you touched on, is that that many of the right-wing people here in Yuba County view this introduction of union jobs as a threat to their economic well-being because it could ultimately...
It's going to raise wages. It is.
Yeah.
I got another question here that's peculiar to this county. The highest paid people in this area are government workers from the Beale Air Force Base. But why is it so that the people here not in government who would have benefited the most are opposed to it? How are you convinced people who don't have something that they don't want it anyway?
Are we talking about the casino?
You or that and any of these?
Because the casino's going to win 2-1. the Christian right wing around here is going to learn that they're not in control. But I didn't understand your question about the other. I'm sorry.
Yeah, frankly, I didn't either.
Okay.
Well, we're going to have to take a short break here, and we'll be back in another minute. Chuck, can you stay with us for a few more minutes for go on into our next segment?
Sure. As long as the precinct walkers keep walking, I'm fine.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a short break. You've been listening to Chuck Smith, and we're going to come back in another minute or two with another segment. And you're listening to Left Turn on Bird Street. We're heard every other week here on KRBS 107.1 FM in Oroville, California. Thanks for joining us today. You can also take a look at our blog on the internets at www.ltobs.blogspot.com. Or you can just do a Google search of LTOBS, and we'll come up at the top of your queue. Certainly invite you to visit our blog and then participate in our comments section. So we'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to Left Turn on Bird Street.